The show you're about to listen to, or watch if you're watching the video stream, may contain material you may find inappropriate. Listener and viewer, discretion is advised.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Long time no see!
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 Long time no see! Long time no see!
How long is this gonna go on?
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org, also streaming live on radio.
I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it!
Made it into this thing, so we have that.
Hey, look at that! It's that time of the week where I make myself look like an idiot on the internet. There's the premise of the show. It looks like Spinnick completely forgot that we're doing RSN Live because apparently he fucked up a Git repo. That's apparently what he does. Fucks things up! Spinnick! Get on the show. I don't know what's going on there. Anyways, so yeah, RSN Live. Rambling. Stuff. Yeah. Oh, there it goes. He finally showed up. He finally paid attention. Okay, one second. Let me... Got buttons everywhere. There's buttons... There, it would help if I unmuted myself. Unmute.
Links to RSN Live.
Okay, I think I found your commits.
Fantastic.
Look at this, behind the scenes.
What? You got a problem with me?
Do you?
No, not really.
Do you have a problem with yourself?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm having problems, but I mean...
Like, well, whose fault is that? Hey,
Hangouts.
I'm pretty sure I just fixed it, Spinnick.
It's like one of the show's many mottos on the webpage. You expected quality. Your fault, not ours.
Yep.
Escape. I have something very important to say.
Uh-oh.
Please, no.
You blew out your mic. You need a compressor is what you need. A compressor and a windscreen. Look at that. He's calling me.
What?
Apparently you've gone into letterbox mode and you have no video.
Yeah, my camera didn't show up. What the hell? What is wrong with this?
I wasn't even eating the mic. It was just that loud.
Wouldn't be a Sonic themed podcast without some kind of technical fuck up, right? I mean, that's just a requirement at this point. Well, one day a show will happen with some kind of mishap. But until then, showed up.
My show was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Was it?
I'm gonna toot my own horn here a little bit.
Is that the one where you like messaged me saying help?
Yep. That was me.
Here you go.
And then your house burned down, and that's why you're in a dorm.
The head commit there is you might have to revert back a few commits because you might...
What is this file?
I don't know.
Is it a virus?
I don't know. Apparently, holy we're doing shit. Some live debugging.
Somehow Git got broken, and I fixed it.
How the hell
project
is more
important than RSN Live?
Hmm?
Everything's here. How the fuck did you do this?
Because
are you
here's
a
the
wizard?
Thing about Git, it is designed to never lose anything.
He was internet sleuthing. Well. He went to the dark webs. GitHub.onion.
I didn't get to eat food because of this stupid project. Now our son lives happening. And I want food.
Well, just order a pizza, and, you know.
Order a pizza. I don't have money to order pizza.
Steal a pizza.
Order it, kill the guy.
Eat something out of the trash.
Hey, look. We call that going GTA.
What, eating out of the trash can?
That too.
No, killing the pizza man.
Look, it's what GTA taught us. You get a prostitute, you do your thing, and then before she leaves, you kill her and take the money back. I mean,
you forcefully disregard their sexual advances towards you.
And what's funny is it's completely made up because I've never figured out how to do that in any GTA game.
What, kill a hooker?
I mean, you can kill a hooker, but you don't actually, like, get the money back.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. That's the whole point.
Well, how do you use the hooker in the first place?
You go up to them and honk.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's been like when two people meet and one has a shitload of money, they get into a car and go to a secluded spot and see a very crappy Rocky animation.
I haven't done it in the fifth game yet. I have
no
idea what it looks like.
Words are said. Praisings are made.
Praisings?
Praisings.
I suppose, but I mean, it's not really praise. It's more like, give me my money. And I'll be on my way.
So, yeah. That's how it works. And then she gets out of the car and starts to leave, and then you get out and give her a quick, you know, double tap in the back of the head. And,
Or you just run her over.
You could do that, too. Tap. But I'm, you know, look, that's just if you're being mean.
You're mean.
Leave him to bleed out to death in the street.
This
at least with
really
the headshot, it's
triggering.
Instantaneous, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get the Union of Sex Trade Workers or whatever, the association.
I already told you. You know, I don't know. Maybe I can open a Patreon when my Twitter hashtag is...
Patreon?
Patreon. Patreon.
Patreon.
Patreon.
Patreon.
Patron.
Yeah.
Patron. I don't...
Patron.
I don't pronounce words correctly. So, Nike?
Dump?
Anyways. So.
Go with?
In case you people haven't realized listening, this is a live show, which means you can actually get in on this. And, you know, call me names. That's what you do, I guess.
Faggot.
You want to do that.
And you don't see things like, I'm Batman.
There's the IRC option. You know, popular with the kids these days. You know, open your favorite IRC
open
client.
Your heart.
What?
Open your heart.
Open your heart.
Open your heart.
Which was actually a song about connecting to an IRC server. And now you know. And knowing's half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
So,
open your heart, dude.
IRC.surrealchat.net. You can find us in... Well, you can find me in, Spinnix in there. Okay, you can find us in Radio Sega,
I'm
RSN,
everywhere.
Well, he's not an RSN
Spinnix
there, but, in Sonic Stadium, there's also irc.randomsonicnet.org, which is like the hub.
The hub?
Wait, look out, Spinnix is right behind you.
Isn't that a channel where they play ponies or some shit?
Yes! We have My Little Pony 24/7. It's fucking nuts. But anyways,
it's knucking futs.
Knucking futs.
That's a good video.
So yeah, irc.roundslacknet.org, RSN. That's the main channel for this show, the shindig, this Whisko Tango Foxtrot, if you will. But you could also get on Mumble. Want to do that?
Did you say Whisko?
I heard Whisko. I swear.
I'm not drunk yet, alright? Look.
Whisko Tingy Fongo.
No, this next week is going to be fucking nuts. Alright?
Have we announced?
No, I can't
yet?
Talk about it because okay. It hasn't officially like this.
What's it?
It's the word.
It's a thing you can't talk about.
It's the bird, obviously.
It's the bird. Yeah. Bird's the word.
Exactly. Bird is the word.
I thought the word on the street was legs. Let's spread it.
Oh God, you are a cancer.
Look,
a million years of pain.
With you know, the bird, you get, you know, some breasts. I mean, what do you get with a leg?
Blue-footed boobies.
Disappointment. That's what you get with a leg. But anyways, if you want, you go to rsnlive.ramsocknet.org and then click on participate, and that'll give you, you know, information on how to get to the Mumble server.
You'll be sent through a gauntlet in order to prove yourself worthiness to join the Mumble server.
Yes, seriously, installing Mumble apparently is the gauntlet to some people. So, if you can install Mumble and get it working, you are more than welcome to join the show channel. I'm laying down that challenge. Do it. I don't think much is going to come from it. In fact, the person who said that he was going to be here, like, connected, disconnected, and then he hasn't been back since.
Who? What?
Mikhail?
Who?
Mikhail?
Yeah, I pronounced it right this time. Oh, hold on. I have to play it now as soon as I figure out where the file is.
Beep,
nope,
beep.
That's not it. There. That's it. Should I just, like, make the sound effects play over Mumble so you guys can hear what I'm hearing?
No, because you might fuck something up, which you normally do.
You might just play John Cena.
I don't have that as a button.
You should right. have it as a button.
You still have
I should.
The word button.
Why should I have it as a button? Why can't it just be like a thing, like on my cell phone that I hold up? You know, don't drop it in the beer. Speaking of, look at all these random things going on the internet. Gamer DJ Tunes.
Gamergate. Gamergate.
That's how I fixed it, Spinnick, by the way.
You think I'm gonna care? I could never run these commands if I tried. Windows
just for the
shit.
Record.
Command's too hard.
If you have Tortoise, then you can right-click and click Git CMD or whatever.
Git fix all this shit, please.
What? You guys are still going on about...
Get wrecked.
You're still going on about how you fucked up a GitHub repository?
I don't know how he fucked
how
it
did
up,
he even
but,
do it?
I was just saying for the record how I...
Who gave him access? Who gave him commit access?
Who, me?
But it wasn't the commit that broke it, though. It was, when it pulled, for some reason all the files disappeared and it messed up the repo. I don't know how that happened.
Did you piss off the social justice crowd? Is that it?
Imagine this. Imagine 25 people who have no idea how to use GitHub having to use GitHub.
is there a reason for this?
It's the easiest way to manage this
GitLab.
Shit. No. GitHub is the best. It is
this
worst
wasn't a
best.
GitHub issue. It was a. Actually, Git, it might have been the desktop app was.
It was a PEBCAC.
It was a layer 8 issue.
Exactly.
This is layer 8. It's a very infamous layer. It's actually the cause of 95% of network-related issues you find online.
Mm-hmm.
We should just,
fuck that layer 8, layer 8, man. Gotta get rid of it. Get rid of layer 8.
Yeah. One more layer 8.
I'll grab a knife, and we'll get started.
So, <he's...
laughs> Whoa. Are we gonna start with the hookers?
Well, there are a lot of Git hooks.
Oh. Git hook?
Git hook?
Is there a GitHub for Dummies book yet?
There probably is.
Just distribute them to all 25 people, please.
Git is
should be
really
like a giveaway prize.
To use. They should have used the command line. It's not hard.
Well, no, that would reduce the hell out of people.
You only need to know three commands unless something goes wrong.
Guys, guys, these are people who need a GUI.
It's GUI, first off.
They're all
not
computer programmers. They're all computer programmers, and they all need a GUI.
Then they're not
It's a GUI.
No, well...
Developers that need a GUI. Well,
there's a portion of them who are just mostly in it because, I know how to turn a computer on, easy grades, but they got mostly, you know, weeded out through what?
All of RSN has been developed in Nano.
At least it wasn't
Vim. Come on.
At least it wasn't Vim.
Emacs.
Hey, screw you, bro.
Vim is terrible.
Sorry, I can't deal with the lack of auto indent or syntax.
I can't deal with colon.
Something Notepad plus plus.
Yeah, that works too.
Speaking of irrelevant software,
I don't have Notepad plus plus.
Speaking of irrelevant software, we're still without a Sonic game on Linux. So, you know, thanks for disappointing me, Sega. Again. Seems
true.
As if Sega cares that they disappointed you personally.
Huh?
As if Sega cares that they disappointed you personally.
They do. It's a thing now. They're purposely mocking me.
What are you gonna do? Talk shit about them on a radio show?
Hey, no one listens to this show. I'm safe.
But did you expect anything different, like, for real? I mean, yes, we all hope that they would release Sonic game, but I don't think anyone actually expected them to.
Well, to be fair, it's a fucking miracle they were able to get Sonic games working on the PC in the first place.
Especially one that was on the Wii U originally.
It's just so difficult for Sega to transcend.
Well, it's like Sonic Generations, it was like, whoa. In-game configuration? What the fuck is that? What? Dude, what the hell is this? No, you're gonna get a very shitty Visual Basic app that's gonna crash
the worst.
Half the time you use it, and you're gonna be damn glad for the privilege.
Like, what? We put it on PC. Isn't that good enough?
It never
All's
crashed.
Well that ends well!
It would get cut off at the bottom because my screen was too big or too small or something.
Honestly, as far as PC ports go, Grand Theft Auto 4 was much bigger travesty because it was basically released with no optimization whatsoever.
If somebody has a, you know, GTX Titan or something, then
somebody
they could totally
somebody
kick
forgot
ass.
To add the dash O 03 option to the compiler.
I don't get it. Am I supposed to get it? I don't get it.
O3 is an optimization command.
Okay. Thank you. You can clearly tell I'm not a computer programmer.
But
clearly! Since we just...
programming program.
Yep.
Since we just spent 15 minutes talking about GitHub and how you fucked it up.
I didn't fuck it up. Okay, why does everyone say I fuck everything up?
I actually said explicitly you did not fuck it up.
Oh, yes, I know. You're safe. You're safe. The rest
Phoenix,
of you.
That shirt, what is that?
You're not on the list.
What, this? This is Captain Canuck. Fucking retarded. Come on, man.
Your only mistake was trusting the GUI to do it right.
Captain Canuck looks like he's awfully ripped off.
Absolutely.
That's is that an arrowhead power. Flying by?
What?
That looks like an arrowhead flying
here.
By.
No, it's just him. But like, you know,
he's flying off
in the future. Yeah.
Is he, so
off.
he's the ambassador to Fan Expo.
Yeah. It's not the real.
He's their mascot.
Actually,
get it right, please.
This isn't the real Captain Canuck. This is a ripoff of the actual Captain Canuck.
This is in turn a ripoff of Superman.
Does he show up at Canada Land?
Who?
Captain Canuck?
No idea.
I don't know. I still prefer Captain Obvious.
Here's the real Captain Canuck. I mean, you could totally just Google it, but I mean, if you want, Mumble.
Mikhail keeps joining and disconnecting.
It's no idea.
It is one of the worst looking superheroes.
He's
a Florida man.
He beats the shit out of you, and then he's just like,
he beats
sorry.
The shit out of seals.
Let's see what
in
else is
club,
going on.
He uses that flag. He's like, fuck you, seals.
I haven't bought it yet, but Grip Autosport's on Linux now. So there's that. So Sega did actually release a game on Linux this week. It's Total War Attila. Is that right, Attila? Attila the Hutt.
Why are we talking about Attila the Hutt?
Attila the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
Sure.
So there's that. So Sega's like slowly releasing games. It's just apparently their Japanese developers don't know what Linux is.
Of course they don't. They all use PlayStations.
They barely know what
games
are.
Sonic 06 was programmed exclusively on a PlayStation.
For their visual novel.
And Skyrim.
Hey,
exclusively on a PlayStation.
Like, Skyrim is actually popular in Japan, believe it or not.
Well, that's because you can make, like, weird character thingies that you can do now in Fallout 4, but I hear Fallout 4 is awfully disappointing if you're looking for action.
But Fallout has always been disappointing if you're looking for action. Best thing it delivers is walking through wastelands for hours.
Because nothing says hard-hitting gameplay like walking
everything.
For an hour and a half.
Yeah, pretty much.
I pretty much missed everything for the last few months, actually.
Oh, that you mean in everything? Okay. well, let me just tell you, you've missed a bunch of RSNs, and Voice probably didn't record them, so you'll probably never see them in your life.
Actually, I did record them. I'm just not willing to go through, you know, a year's worth of shows. I'm lazy enough as it is. The new RSN Live website is a triumph in of itself.
Do you want me to write you a bash script to just convert them all in one go?
But I can't, because there's some of them that use, you know, music from people who actually would go after this show for copyright infringement. So I can't.
What, like Mike Pollock?
No. No. Like, I don't know. Psycho Stick is one of them.
Seriously, Psycho Stick?
I'm sure they would.
Are they bad?
Look, any legitimate band whose music that you played, except for Crush 40, because apparently, like, I don't know. I don't want to come off sounding like I'm an asshole or anything, but I feel like they're kind of just happy to have fans.
Wow.
But you're not an ace, okay? You're not an arse. Whatever it's called.
Get a look at his arse.
Arse.
That's it. They seem like pretty cool dudes. Saying.
So yeah, I'm happy to be back here.
Welcome back to the madhouse. It's
very
mad.
You're literally a fifth of our viewership, so I was pretty concerned when you didn't come back.
So, RSN Live, I mean, we're kind of in the same situation here.
Oh, also, I just gotta tell you guys right now, I guess, I won't make the show next week.
Oh no, RSN Live is canceled!
But I thought the special thing's supposed to happen next week.
Yeah, I know. It's I got a concert. I just realized that today.
Who is this? Probably not important.
Actually, no.
You're the roadie, aren't you?
I only listen to indie music, so they're definitely not important.
Sir, we'll be getting you your hipster glasses and your open flannel shirt by the end of the week.
I didn't bring the flannel to school.
And you need to be drinking a craft beer.
No, we could not possibly guess what you've been doing.
And a undeserved sense of smugness.
Self-entitlement, I prefer.
Go with that.
Now, millennials are self-entitled, hipsters are smug.
Okay.
What? Something about safe spaces?
So anyways,
oh,
Mikhail,
no, not reality.
Mikhail, I think your mic is a bit on the low side. I hear you trying to talk, but like...
I hear him. Oh god, internet. DSL. Dial up.
Weird.
Oh god.
Yeah, that's a lot of lost packets.
Need more TCP.
Anyways,
I'm sorry, are you on top of a bar? Like, trying to connect to Wi-Fi?
Oh, you're...
You're
trying to talk to us from Android.
Yeah.
I think Spinnick is lying. Infected Mushroom is not indeed...
No, guess where Matt... Now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get that.
Voice.
What?
Also, Infected Mushroom's playing in Toronto.
Whatever, man. Can't get into your biff right now, so... Yeah, you can't talk, bro.
What? What? What happened? Sorry, I didn't get that.
Oh, by the way, boys, you're on 10th right now, which is not bad.
I'm what?
You're in 10th place in overall.
10th place? I mean, you're talking about hockey, which I haven't been able to follow this week because I'm fucking lazy.
You follow hockey?
Come on! Look,
I just wait for the Leafs to get into the playoffs and then
get this game.
Spinning, look, I know this is a foreign concept to you because the Leafs haven't been in the playoffs in years, but some of us actually do have teams that have a horse in this game. I mean... Look,
I mean,
just wave a little Maple Leafs flag, have a little tear running down your face, and let's just get it over with.
By the way, I want to apologize to his voice for us being in a overtime, I think. So yeah, I apologize for that.
Yeah, have I really listened to Michael Bublé 198 times?
What? Also, don't worry, Mikhail. I'm slowly working on getting myself drunk.
Okay, I'm okay with it.
Don't even know who Michael Bublé is.
What?
Me either, actually. I don't either. I'm sorry, Petri. I don't know who that is.
He's a national treasure.
He's a national icon.
How do you seriously not know who Michael Bublé is?
Why are you guys playing Michael Bublé? Boy, do you remember Alpha? Alpha Dog, 1996, the guy you always make me mad at because he always had a very loud type, whatever it is.
I didn't know I was making anyone mad at anyone. Usually everyone gets mad at me.
We do?
I don't know, but...
Well, Spinnick's got me probably on several lists right now. The question is, I don't know how I'm gonna die. It's gonna be kind of a surprise. It could be, you know, a shot to the face. It could be a stab in the back. It could be, you know, getting hit by a Zamboni machine.
Zamboni machine.
No.
We just call them Zambonis here.
As bazooka launcher.
Could I just call them hockey trucks?
Hockey trucks? No. Then you end up on a list.
they're ice golf carts.
A bunch of our Zamboni's broken, so a bunch of guys are gonna come out with a bunch of schick razors and just scrape the ice. By the way, this intermission sponsored by schick.
Happy we're gonna have that hockey banter.
Four plates.
Ice golf cart.
Wow.
It's only been 3 minutes and the show already degenerated this far.
You've sent Spinnick over the edge already. Congratulations. Wow.
Ice golf cart.
Don't worry, it's got 16 gears.
Like 16 years? I've been 18, bro.
No, that's when you factor in the two reverse gears. Look, sometimes you just gotta run down a hockey player. It's the rules of the game.
So, what was I gonna say? Yeah, Mikhail, how does it feel to have like a 5-minute delay?
Why?
Why?
Is he on the moon?
I don't know.
So,
like, he's reacting 5 minutes later. Also,
there's like three pictures on here of a rat.
Right now, I'm in a college right now.
Oh, look! Guess what? I am too. I live here.
He lives. He lives.
Yeah,
he's like Ratman.
Inside the campus.
I can go inside the campus if I want. I can take you guys on a tour.
This is the laundry room. This is where somebody got killed last summer. The blood stains are still on the wall, as you can see. They didn't want to pay the cost. They said the cost of the soap to wash off the blood was too much. So, yeah, blood stain in the laundry room.
Okay.
Why the fuck is what's with all the fucking furry music?
I don't know. I was gonna ask that myself.
Yeah.
What's furry music?
I don't know. Apparently, it's just music with the furries on the cover.
Yeah, it's like. Mascots. What are those?
Mascots. What?
What?
It's pretty bad when like the mascot.
Can
is,
I just
like, the entire band like the gorillas?
Can I ask a question here?
Sure.
Yeah.
What's the question? Ask the question.
I know I've seen the torpedo one before because Rax keeps linking weird stuff in the chat room. Does a shark constitute as a furry? Really?
No, it's a scaly.
Scaly, which is.
Why?
Why is there like there's like a I'm sure somewhere online there's some kind of like hierarchical tree of how this breaks down.
I mean, there are actually debates about this. Like, sharks aren't really scaly, but yeah, they essentially are aesthetically.
Aesthetically.
I mean
it's very aesthetically
they'll
pleasing.
You, for sure. Yeah, obviously.
So that's it. Let's.
Is this like how you guys are putting out the furry music instead of, you know, all the death metal?
No, we expected that of you.
Yeah.
At this point, it's expected.
Yeah, that was fully expected.
So, wait, Spinnick.
What?
I think the last time I was with you guys, I think it was like the time when you, I think your roommates went inside your room,
and killed
them. Oh god, I remember that. Yeah, yeah. When,
just started jerking off in the background.
No, he walked in the door, remember? And the door was open a crack, and he's like, what the hell are you
talking
about?
Oh, I was worried for a second the door would be closed, and like, he literally walked into the door.
Oh god. No, he's okay.
He's okay.
You know, he's okay.
No, it was a traumatizing event, but he's recovering. He's recovering. You know, we're hoping by the end of the semester he'll be able to attend classes again. Let's see, what else happened? I feel like something else happened.
Well, things.
Well, I mean, since it's kind of become my shtick, I found a hilarious bug on Radio Sega's website.
Do tell.
No, it's just, I pointed this out last week, I think, how apparently RSN...
Well, you know, this show is all about repetition.
Repetition. No, apparently RSN Live happens at 1 a.m. UK time or 4:32 a.m. Eastern time.
Really?
So,
you're gonna point this out? That's called being a dick, man.
It's such a weird error.
I mean,
it's like you have to look at it.
You already grilled them on Twitter. Come on, man. Come on.
Look, I'm a web developer, a shitty one, but I'm a web developer. I'm entitled. Look, I'm an entitled millennial. I have to do this.
Check your privilege.
Check your PHP privilege, bro. Privilege checked. feel like that should be like a game, like, score tally screen sound effect. Privilege checked. I don't know. There's stuff happening in happening. Should I just
people are cheering furry man? So I mean, why not?
Should I just play like music or something?
Oh, yes.
Should I play furry music?
Yes. If you want. Yeah.
I don't have furry music.
Well, this is because there's too many squares.
I don't really.
Okay, you're live, right?
Yes, we are live. We are very live right now.
I'm dead. Hold on.
Let's play some music not Sonic related for once. Let's see what we can find here. Well, we can't play anything from GTA 5.
Oh my god.
That's vulgar.
No thanks.
What's vulgar?
A furry's in a blender.
Hmm. The link I posted.
Sounds about right. Let's see, can't play Steel Panther.
King's Space Penguins.
I swear I had more music than this.
Alright, holy shit. Did the check my privilege quiz change? Because, I mean, I'm getting more options here than I did last time.
Oh.
That's right, folks. You too can check your privilege. Let's see. Megabyte Punch I haven't heard in a while. We'll throw that in there.
As soon as I close the
folder that's just full of...
Is there a short Japanese reptile kin?
What?
I'm blind and deaf.
Oh my god, you can accept multiple. I'm straight, bisexual, and gay. Nice.
You're a very confused individual. You don't know what you are. You're indecisive, and this makes you, therefore, oppressive, I guess.
I am affluent and middle class. I'm also human slash other kin.
I'm from Liz slash institutionalized, yet I'm also an investment banker somehow.
My privilege level is extremely oppressed. If you select more than one, it really fucks with the score. With a score of negative 120. Oh my god.
Oh, Trek is here, by the way.
Oh, wait, John.
I'm a Buddhist. Muslim?
See? I'm on the ball.
Trekkie.
I'm a black Latino.
Can you not say you're a Jewish Muslim?
I'm gonna go ahead and just mute this, and we'll that'll be back shortly. This is Voice RSM Live. Hoopla.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we don't play just Sonic music. Just thought I'd put that out there.
I thought everyone already knew that.
Hey, there could be new listeners. They're like, I'm listening to Radio Sega, but I'm here in Portal 2. What gives?
Oh, that's what that is.
Wow.
Who the hell just listens to the Portal soundtrack? I mean, the only reason I have it is because it came with audio through.
People listen to random things. I mean,
boring look, ambient music.
I'm not the one who's listening to furry bands.
Hey, screw you, ambient.
That's fired.
I don't know what happened to that OGG file.
The OGG
see?
File?
That mic is just being weird.
Well, apparently Spinnick's gone on vacation live during the show, and he didn't bother to take us.
Flavor.
Huh?
Yes, yeah, so we're just forced to steer it as well as claret.
He ran out of chips and had to go get more.
It takes
I know
time
it
to choose what kind of poutine you want.
It's
not
it's
an
a
easy
very...
choice.
It's a very, you know, do or die selection, you know.
You don't want to make the wrong choice.
He actually decided he finally wants to try Runza, and he's going all the way to Nebraska and back.
The hell is with Chad and asking people about chewing dick? What is up with that?
Are you serious? Great job, boys. Great job. You almost did. Almost made me laugh in the middle, like middle of a campus.
That's what we strive for. You know, ah, oh, why did I click that OGG file? No, gone, bad. Yeah, is that like, was that to me? My bed sheets are quite blue.
This
my
is why, boys.
It's Fedora.
Tips, tails, hat. That didn't work out too well. I gotta get this thing into a washing machine.
When was the last time it was washed?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I'm afraid to wash it because, you know, a lot of these hats are poorly made and, you know, they'll fall apart at the slightest provocation.
Like being set on fire.
Just the act of putting the hat on is a danger.
You might have to get another Tails hat as a backup.
I am not N plus one. No, I am not. I don't get what is Chad's deal? I mean, what's his like thing?
He's really, really stupid. That's what it is.
You know he's probably listening. Or he could be.
No, I
Radio Sega could be listening.
You're getting
no
triggered if you speak.
Radio Sega is in fact a real person.
Who is this 4chan?
Are they related to 4chan and Reddit, that Reddit guy?
They're actually closely related to 8chan. The oft-mentioned cousin of 4chan, who is, again, the bastard child of 2chan. It's a weird family. I know. You know, beggars
so
can't be choosers.
0.5chan everything.
Hey, don't install bastard childs. I'm a bastard child.
Voice.
Wait, what the hell was... What is this OGG file?
It's an OGG file.
I know, but what is it?
Open it. I don't even know anymore. is this like when no, this can't be that because it can't be the one that Spinnick made.
Oh, I didn't listen to that one.
The one that CTR made.
The one he made, it's literally a recording from a YouTube video.
Gonna be drinking.
Is he back yet? Spinnick back?
No!
Apparently Puddin takes forever to make.
I am drinking Mountain Dew Game Fuel.
I'm drinking beer.
Good to know. Good to No. It's no.
Alcohol is good to have. By the way, drink responsibly.
Sure? There's a big picture of a Steam controller in my Steam update. What happened?
I don't know, but I do have a Steam controller. Maybe I should see if I can control this entire show with the Steam controller, since it's supposed to emulate a mouse and keyboard.
This update was just now, by the way.
There's an update?
Yeah, for Steam.
Let's find out.
It's been a busy month since the Steam controller officially launched.
I got the updating Steam message.
It's already grown so much. Along with the features in today's update, we thought we'd highlight some of the other big features added in the past month, and what the community has been doing.
Fuck
with those
you,
features.
My internet's not working.
I feel bad for you now.
Cannot connect to Steam network. Would you like to try an offline mode?
If your internet isn't working, then how are you here?
A lot of carrier pigeons. Just a shitload. In fact, this show actually happened at, you know, 10 in the morning, and it's just now making its way out now. You know, a lot of packets are lost due to cats. It's not reliable. So yeah,
this is why we're here.
I don't know why we're here anymore. Apparently PHP 7 just got released.
Yeah.
PHP is still relevant?
Of course it is.
Oh boy! Linode Critical Zen Maintenance!
Oh, are you serious?
Starting this 13th.
Oh,
coming to a Linode node near you.
I didn't get a message.
Linode has received several Zen security advisories that require us to perform updates to our host servers.
In other words, there's just new compliances to meet, so it doesn't mean it's actually going to be secure.
Touch my uptime and I'll kill you.
Your uptime of 2 days.
Boys.
What?
I don't know how long it is.
Can I touch your face instead?
What?
I hadn't talked to all of you guys about this, but let's just talk about it. Konami screwed up again in the video game awards.
What did Konami do?
I'm barely hearing you, but if I hear Rax correctly, you're talking about the whole Kojima incident.
That was a thing.
Rax, that was a thing.
Why do I hate it? I'm just starting to hate Konami so bad now because of what they are doing. They're just
failing
every single week.
I wouldn't know. I haven't bought a Konami game in ages.
Well, you should get Symphony of the Night.
Oh, you should buy Metal Gear Solid, man.
Whoa.
That's out there out of nowhere.
Light, you're actually much more likely to like Castlevania to sing.
Let's see. I don't know. Again, I think what they're doing is shitty. I don't really read into that. All I know is Sega's fucking me over.
You're not losing anything due to it.
Well, I mean, I imagine the dude could, like, make his own game studio and, you know, not require Konami.
There's a six month non-competition agreement kind of thing, though. So basically, six months.
I'm sure the dude has enough money to just hang around his apartment, playing oddly enough, you know, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six for 6 months.
But you know, for that period of time, he's basically out of the games industry. We're just left wondering what he's gonna do.
Well, he could be working on a game in his apartment, and then like 6 months are over, and it's like, boom, fuck you, I got my own game now, bitches.
It's called Metal Gear Solid. It's not the same thing. Similar.
It's called Extreme Heidi Stealthy Attacky Game 9000. And one.
It's over 9,000.
I knew that was gonna happen, and yet I said it anyways. Wow, Spinnick, how long does it take to microwave French fries and gravy?
Maybe he went to the store.
He's probably doing a Tunes run.
In the middle of a fucking show.
Yeah, this is still disappointingly slow by Timmy run standards.
Is public transport that bad in Toronto?
He's on a moped.
He walked to the store.
And he shows up!
Hello?
Hi.
Spinnick, why is your moped so slow?
Why is my what? My what?
Why is your moped so slow?
My moped?
Or your swagway?
Swag
oh my god,
way.
why do they call them swagways? I'm so fucking done with everything, you know?
Did you... Oh, onion rings! He's going... I was told there was going to be poutine, but apparently we're going onion ring.
I could put gravy on these.
It probably wouldn't even be bad.
So, you know, I'm
There's
just...
None.
I'm sitting
before.
Here drinking beer, and this guy's eating food.
I mean,
maybe I should have gotten a fucking bowl of popcorn.
I'm fucking starving. I haven't eaten today.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
So instead of something filling, you get onion rings.
And grilled cheese.
Ooh.
With bacon in it, because America or something.
America.
What?
I mean, technically, you're in America, just North America, not the America.
You're in the crazy, stabby, killy, animals are gonna get you, America.
You could say the America, but as soon as you add an S to it, it means a completely different place.
You're in the land of killer geese.
The United States of Americas?
You don't.
Americas. What the shit?
Forget something so stupid, it'd be so funny.
Look at this. He doesn't even have any sauce for his onion rings. What a pleb.
Hmm?
Disdain for pleb.
Am I supposed to have sauce? How do you eat
next,
onion rings?
Next he's gonna start playing a fucking Xbox One and drinking Mountain Dew.
So I got my controller here, and now I just need my Mountain Dew.
Pour Mountain Dew in your engine.
Mountain Dew and a Halo disc.
Oh, I have Halo somewhere.
You should get Mountain Dew Game Fuel, a berry lime flavor.
You know, it's been a while since I've had soda.
It's like a game slime.
Yeah, honestly, voice, you look good.
Do I?
Eh. Better than...
Would you fuck
you
me?
You have been. No.
Wait, you need an axe.
Do I have to go Buffalo Bill? Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me so hard.
You blocked me on Facebook. And now you're going to die.
Oh, you don't listen to the VIP mix? Dude.
What?
I've listened to both.
What are we talking about? I'm completely lost.
The VIP mix is so much better.
The voice in person mix?
It's Knife Party.
Mm-hmm.
Was I made into a song without my knowledge?
What?
This has been a side project. He's actually making, like, episodes into Dan EDM. He goes on to the pseudo Dead Lizard 6.
Also, voice, let me remind you, you were already made into a song 3 times.
Oh my god, kill it with the audio links, I swear to god.
How did I get turned into a song?
What, once sir? By Head PE, once by Disturbed, and once by Hardline. I think it was in that order.
Well, you know, it's a hard voice life.
It's a hard voice life.
By the way, the Head PE song sucks.
Spinnick has gone into 10 frames per second mode.
I'll eat a dick. Also, I think Frogging 101 meant to share that.
First off, it's not eat a dick, it's chew a dick, alright? Don't you watch what Chad oh says?
What? Yeah, okay, you did say Chad, okay. I'm like, chewing the dick.
I apparently just threw Spinnick completely off, and
no.
He was about to regurgitate his onion rings live on Ars Unlive. Live.
What?
We're 1 minute late for starting the fanfictions. You
all over the camera.
Somebody pick a fanfic that's not Rax. He's still banned for life.
Rax is permanently banned from picking fanfictions, so we have to pick a fanfiction. I should, I don't know, I guess the hip thing to do now is polls.
Chew the dick, straw poll? Straw poll.
Straw poll!
Fanfic.
Look at that, it pops right up. Fanfiction.net. I've visited the site so many times that Chrome is just like, oh, you're a sick fucker, but I know what you're after.
You push F into Facebook, it's fanfiction.
It's the first fucking thing that shows up.
It's arguably less embarrassing than it being for Affinity, but
looks like,
you know.
Looks like Sonic actually fell to fourth place.
What?
Final Fantasy VII is in third now. Guess who's in second?
What?
Kingdom Hearts.
Who's in first?
Goofy and Mickey's fuckfest. I mean, how could you not go wrong with that?
God damn it, Disney. Are you serious?
You literally get every single Disney character with Kingdom Hearts, so I mean, I suppose it's
Jurassic World Adventures, really?
Wait, what? Okay, I like
Jurassic Adventures.
Come on, really?
Kingdom Hearts is
no.
This is a
Sonic fan fiction.
Plus that one guy that looks exactly like Chris Thorndike, not the other way around.
Do Sonic characters get eaten in this? Because I will totally allow this if this is the case.
If it's Jurassic, did you say Jurassic World?
this could cause so many problems if we read this.
Does that mean Chris Thorndike is Chris Pratt?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Spinnick, I don't think we can read this, because certain persons might get very offended if we read this.
Is this fanfiction problematic?
Is there handle? Is there
just
handle?
Read the description.
Out loud?
Yeah.
Sequel to Jurassic Park Adventures. Sonic's uncle has retired, and he takes place... It takes its place up the dinosaur park. Jurassic Park now changed to Jurassic World, and all the dinosaurs are starting to get used to the visitors coming to the island. Oh, God! Oh, shit! Oh, no!
I am a Jurassic Park fan.
Talk
and I'm
about,
done right now.
Talk about stopping on a goddamn dime. Jesus Christ. There's no way we can read this. Are you insane?
Maybe if you don't say the name. You haven't said it yet, so if you change it.
We can
Ronald.
Change Raxi.
No. Oh my God, you just implied I was going to make a bad joke. God damn it.
Are you implying?
We've crossed that weird threshold in the Sonic Radio Sega fan fiction. I didn't think this was possible. And today I've been proven wrong.
That is
oh my God.
Best.
Okay, can we please read this?
Yes, come on.
Oh God, this is how we get kicked off. This is it. This is how we get kicked out.
The likenesses of any people, real or fictional, are completely coincidental in the following fanfiction.
Maybe this should be next week's fanfiction.
Next week's fanfiction? You mean when people might actually watch? Be insane.
Voice.
Almost.
Voice.
Almost.
Chris!
What's real?
Chris, let's talk on a real level here. Are you fucked up?
You know, this is serious when real names are involved.
I think it's a short form for T-Rex.
Yeah. I know it is, but of course it is, but I mean... if someone tunes in at the wrong time, there would be a whole bunch of red flags.
You know what? I'm checking when he drew. Not all flags are red.
You know what's ironic? I'm wearing my Jurassic Park shirt.
I didn't get my chicken burger.
Oh, the irony.
Oh my god, so I guess it makes a lot of sense.
Spinnick, do you really want to read it?
Oh my god, really? Rexy becomes human. Chapter 2.
Fucking spoilers.
Alright, sorry. Ronald the McDonald.
Ronald the McDonald? Are we going off that fucking mobster poster thing? The Ron?
The Ron.
Hey, if this show is gone, like, after this, like, then I didn't know why, pretty much.
Oh, the voice, they might cancel us. not cancel us, but I mean, you know...
We're seriously having a discussion. We're seriously like, oh, you don't want to accept them, they might cut our budget.
No, not what budget?
You mean non-existent budget?
Hoping or hurting.
But I mean, you can get kicked off Radio Sega. Boy still has his own website, so you know.
No, but there's a thing that's happening in the future, and we might not get that opportunity.
When are you announcing what it actually is?
We don't have the authorization to tell you yet.
You don't have the authorization to tell me when you're authorized to tell me.
When we're allowed, because it's not finalized.
So maybe we can save this fanfiction for 2 weeks from now.
Maybe we can save this fanfiction for maybe next week.
Okay. Next week? During the events?
Next week.
You do realize who's following me, right?
We said the words "the event." Now we know what's happening.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Nobody listens to this show. We're not giving anything away. Shh.
Are you sure, voice? Are you really sure?
This is going to be the farewell fanfiction.
As it turns out, Mikhail has like a proxy, so everyone can listen to the show through his machine. So it only looks like one viewer, but there's like 3 million people listening.
We're actually being broadcasted over a auditorium sound system right now.
Even the president is listening.
I have some issues with last week's fanfiction.
It was very offensive. I did not enjoy it.
I was with Sasha, and she asked me what a pig fucker was.
how am I supposed to answer that? Responsibly.
What if Putin was listening?
So,
I'm a spy.
I'm gonna have to take you off the air. And suspend every license you ever owned, including your driver's license. We can't have people like you having free reign over anything.
What about Spinnick, though?
What about that, that time that RSN Radio became rsnradio.onion? Get to listen to us on the fucking Tor network.
At pre-dial-up speed.
We have to go
the fucking, the packet loss will be amazing. Don't worry.
You're going to become a part of the deep web.
All we have to do is we have to just send two packets out instead of one. So that
so then there's only half the
double the packets, double the fun. Okay. So we're decided we can't read this fan fiction because it might literally get us taken out of things. So,
yeah, you think? did it really take me telling you what would happen to realize what was gonna happen? Because
hey, I know the title of this.
Are you insane?
I know the
title. What are you
insane? This will be for the last show.
The final show.
The final show.
And voice will pour a beer out.
Voice, do a guitar.
He's gonna pour a beer onto the carpet. Live on Earth in life.
Well, he'll probably put down a what's it called?
The Kyle, what are you trying to say? Because apparently people here aren't, you know, respectful of other spinach. And Rex.
The title will be T-Rex Eats Voice and Arsen.
Well,
what's the T-Rex's name, though?
We're not allowed. We're not allowed to say. Redacted. It's redacted.
It's confidential information. You will have to give us a Freedom of Information Act request, and we will deny it as soon as we receive it under issues of national security. So, it's never going to be told. As for pouring a beer, what I will have to do is I'll have to pour it on the computer so it shorts out.
Come on, why can't you pour it on the Xbox?
And one beer for my
voice. Voice has like a secret bunker, and they're like tracing it through like a whole bunch of redirecting routes, and he just like starts pouring beer onto his computer. Hey, have a good one, you fuckers. There's guys breaking down doors into data centers trying to find out where voice is broadcasting from.
Seven proxies.
I'm actually broadcasting from the Yukon Territories.
That's just what he wants you to think.
I don't think it exists anymore.
Yukon?
It's just the Yukon now.
It's just the Yukon. They dropped the territory name because that was apparently too old-fashioned.
It was problematic.
Was it ever toxic?
It was very toxic. It was very...
always called the Yukon.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Northwest Territories.
Yeah, which is still called Northwest Territory.
Have you ever been?
There's things that change up north. We don't talk about them, though.
I mean, it's called the Territories because nobody lives there.
Okay, so we can't read Jurassic World Adventures by Nebula the Hedgehog. I'm not telling you what to look up. I'm just mentioning the name and the author of the fan fiction. All right, going back. Let's see. What the fuck? The Sky Amy story?
Yeah, what is that?
What?
By Skylar Flair the Hedgehog. Gee, I wonder who's going to be banging who. even though I don't like it, OCX Amy. And it's 206 words.
That doesn't sound long at all.
No, it's very short.
Shorter than my dick?
It's a
Which
stubby.
Which is, like, super long.
You really go for that joke. You really go for that joke, do you?
Shed A's, the new high school girl.
There's a minimum of at least one dick joke per show. Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't. No. Okay. Everybody, stop.
At least.
Who called you here to judge us?
I wasn't even paying attention to what was just being said, but you know what?
The solution.
I will be right back. I'm gonna pull a spinach, except I'm not gonna leave the house to get food. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I didn't realize my house was a door.
You can get food directly on the toilet.
Do you live in this concrete encased room? Would you call it your home?
No.
Do you live there, sir?
I live here, but I do not call it my home.
Well, then get yourself a fucking home sweet home, hand, like, crocheted thing to hang on your goddamn concrete wall, which you still haven't covered up.
Kill yourself, boys.
I swear there's actually more concrete than there used to be.
The concrete is just expanding. It's slowly taking over his room.
Oh my god. So you know what this is called, right? You know what it said on the it says butt gazing.
What?
I will be right back.
on your computer?
Yeah. I was like butt gazing. That's the name of the fan.
Apparently everyone's gone silent. I probably should have not deafened myself while it was gone.
What? Did you really?
Yeah.
So, everything... Oh yeah, I was wondering why things seemed a little different. Oh, goodness.
But you know what? Everything's okay, because I have an ice cream sandwich bar.
Is it from Walmart?
No, it is from Butera.
Good, because if it's from Walmart, it's not ice cream.
It's the Piggly Wiggly brand ice cream bar.
I'm sorry. There's a fanfiction here that's 174 chapters. 557,636 words.
That is a fucking novel. Not just a novel, it's an epic trilogy of novels.
How does someone come up with a fanfiction that long?
I don't know, but it's a Sonic fic, but we should read it all. The final episode could be after that, after the 170.
There's another one with 221 chapters and 4 million words.
Ha! Huh.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna go right now, but I'll probably be back here next time.
Okay.
All right. Have fun. See ya.
Don't own Sega.
What?
Don't own Sega.
Yeah. Don't own Sega. Oh, yeah. By the way, if you want to do that, final episode, I'm in. Because Jurassic Park and Sonic. Hey, I'll wear my Jurassic Park shirt again. I'm gonna take a ball.
Okay, have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Tell them I'm going somewhere, okay?
Can
I ask a question? Is Shadé's like an honest to God thing?
I think so, unfortunately.
Because, I don't know.
Unfortunately, I'm the hiking skin.
What are we reading?
I don't know. You're not supposed to ask me anyway.
Alright, we're banned you from.
Momentarily forgot.
Son Amy, no hope. Oh.
That's awfully dark.
It's 24 chapters, not going for
it. Haven't read a depressing fic yet, so it'd be a change of pace.
Yeah, we need to read an angsty fanfiction. It'll give Max a chance to show off his shadow voice.
Do you know what I just found? I found this. Do you guys remember this?
I think so.
Oh, God. Burp.
I love troll
fix. Rax is gonna go jerk off to that fanfiction I shared. Sonic's early Christmas present.
He got a Super Nintendo? Is that it?
Yep. Yeah.
Is this supposed to be a fucking joke?
I think that'd be a good one.
I'm Sonic the goddamn fucking Hedgehog.
I don't sit around and play video games. I'm not some nerd.
I'm not liquid. Yeah. You all become liquid when you decompose, except for your bones.
Food
for thought!
Huh. Thanks for being cool like that, man.
Sexual comments?
Sexual comments, what? Rated M for sexual comments and some language. Lemon lovers only. I love lemons, they taste so good.
Why is that a thing?
Why is any of this a thing, dude? Just
lemon.
It
means sex. Really? So, like, lemonade is like sex juice? Is that what you're saying?
My
if so,
sex juice.
I can't look at lemonade the same way again.
My God.
my god!
Mine god.
So, Spinnick, how's your phone?
Hmm?
It was a very fast crap.
I was told.
I have food too now. I have acquired the food.
How did you get food and take a crap? Like, in that span of time, did you break the sound barrier?
It was already made, so that kind of helps.
Oh, God.
I'm getting impatient. What are we reading?
This thing I just shared.
Fine, we're reading Sonic's early Xmas, because we can't take Christmas. That's offensive, right?
Sonic's early Christmas present.
That's not offensive.
Well, you know, I do feel Happy like Anakin. We will eventually have to read that Sonic, that Jurassic World Adventures.
Oh, I hope to God we do.
We just have to bide our time.
I'm thinking during
Event. Remember that Grinch gif I gave you?
Yes.
Yeah, very much that.
We should do it during the event. Like you said in your conversation with me, let me check.
Oh, you actually said something to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't see your message.
You broke his loneliness.
I'm just gonna quote myself. We don't want people hating us, though, would we?
Well,
more so than other people, anyway.
Yeah, if we were hated, we'd have to start listening to Slipknot.
We'd have to become Nickelback.
Nickelback.
RSN Live, the Nickelback of podcasts.
Oh, God.
Look at this fan fiction!
I mean, there's a lot of Canada, so it works out.
Yeah, there is a lot of Canada. You guys did give us Justin Bieber, Celine Dion, Nickelback, the Toronto Maple Leafs.
The Toronto Make Me Laughs?
Spinnick, you look a little bit bitter about that. Just saying, there's always Vancouver.
Alright, I'm gonna go get a fork because somebody decided it was a good idea to make this pizza fucking huge.
Pizzas are amazing when they're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it gets extremely hard to hold without making me keep fucking mess over your keyboard.
Look,
this is a problem.
You don't know what not being able to eat a pizza with your hands is like, sir. Alright? You get yourself a Chicago style deep dish.
Yeah.
Fucking 22 inch radius, you know. 3-inch thick deep dish pizza.
Come on, guys.
You tried to eat that with
your hands.
We only
need to say one dick joke per show. Come on. You guys are just shoveling material at me. My dick.
Something about Canada being on top.
Canada is on top. That's a fact. It's a cold,
yeah,
hard
fact. Yeah, I can just imagine
fact.
Trying to eat Chicago-style pizza with your hands, but like by the end, your hands will be completely baked.
By the end, you'll hate yourself anyway, so
sauce.
It's okay.
Sauce, how
about
grease?
Yeah, because the Chicago pizza sucks. What are you gonna do about it, please?
Well, I do know where you live, so you know, and you won't know which cilantro is mine. It's a very common car. Did you know that?
The most generic car ever made.
It's the most unsuspecting car out there. It could be covered in blood and the cops be like, eh.
Probably just pee in blood.
He probably just hit a deer, that's all. I mean, there's a human arm sticking out the front of the hood, but you know, it could be a mutated deer.
Stop making me leave.
Spinnick is busy checking his phone, I see.
We've lost all interest.
Well, let me do this. I will force this fanfiction ahead by doing this.
The following segment may contain some inappropriate content for some listeners. You now have 12 seconds to tune out.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show. Alright. There.
Okay.
Now we're in fanfiction mode. And you're still looking at your phone. You're chuckling. So clearly there's a sensible chuckle moment.
There's a screenshot of,
Turns out the whole fanfiction is just chuckling noises.
There's a screenshot, and it's just, it's on PCMR, and it says, Nissix knows what to do, and it says, there's a PC case, and it says, gifts for brothers, and then, console, and it says, gifts for kids. So.
Shots fired.
Yeah. So I'm gonna read the fanfiction, but I don't want Nick walking in, because Nick might ruin everything somehow.
Door's closed.
Back. Okay.
Make sure it's locked. Did you put a sock on the door, or it's high? So, yeah, I guess this fan fiction. Well, first off, this art is kind of weirding me out.
The what?
The art is kind of weirding me
out.
I
love you, and then Sonic and Amy.
Well, first off, Sonic's got a ripped face on. I don't care what anyone says. He's got that look that's like, I'm so gonna destroy that. I'm gonna be like a nuclear bomb going off.
I feel like we've read one of this person's fanfics before.
Let's find out. Let's look at their profile. First off, their name is Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea.
How's it going?
What the fuck does that even mean?
What?
What?
They've spelt out like Sonic and then like two apostrophes twice because that, I don't know. Sonic and me is love
your
Sonic.
If you're a fan of Sonic.
Couples I support in the Sonic world. Couples I want to kill in the Sonic world. Well, that's a little extreme.
What? Sonali, for God's sakes, people. I know Sally's the princess and she gets what she wants, but she can't have everything. If Sonic marries Sally, then he'll become king and his freedom will die if he does. Just
he can abdicate his position!
Sonic's not gonna happen. They both come from different dimensions and her vagina's probably all weird and stuff.
Oh, that bitch. I will kill her. Not supporting Sonic's.
They both come from different dimensions, and Blaze is pretty much a walking fireplace. She'll burn Sonic to death if he does something wrong.
That burning sensation.
Yes, I know it's canon in Sonic Rush, so I heard, but Blaze didn't flush the whole game, and yes,
the
she didn't flush in Black Knight.
Sonic Rush to the end.
Sonic,
you know, the casual good. Sex at the end of the game. It was, you know, it was the final level. You had to unlock the final story.
Son Elise, do I even need to start with this pair? Somebody got her, like, triggered. Basically, anyone that would get... Jesus Christ. Did you see Tails, Mo? It literally says, It's like Cosmo is dead. D-E-A-D. She's not coming back.
She's dead. Let's just leave her at that.
Charim. Literally anyone to get in the way of her OTPs is like, you know, she's got beef with. Like the
That's
Blaze
hilarious.
One is retarded. The Blaze one is like, she didn't blush in the whole game. So she obviously doesn't like him. And it's like,
she obviously doesn't want that dick, alright?
She didn't blush in the whole Nintendo DS game where they had a total of 5 sprites for cinematics. It's like, come on.
I'm gonna have to actually count those now.
What?
This number of sprites.
Apparently Shadow and Amy are brother and sister, I don't know.
Oh god. Whatever. We have our pick and we're gonna go with it.
Yeah, we're gonna go with that, because you wanted to read this over that glorious thing. Whatever.
What glorious thing?
The thing that will get us banned forever.
Oh, I don't wanna read it now. I don't wanna get banned. We're in a perfect position here. Voice, what would it
on the
be?
Bottom?
What would you rather have? Would you rather have a ton of fans? Or would you rather be like
Oh, I get it. I get it. You don't want to be oppressed by the man. I see how it works, boy. I see how it works.
The man.
The man coming down on you, or woman in this case. Who shall remain nameless due to the fact that I can't say her name on the air because she'll cut my throat out or something. I don't know.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to these podcasts.
Okay, anyways, let's read this Chelsea person's fan fiction.
All right, let me start the music. Let me turn the music down. All right, their music has started.
Okay.
Come on, start.
Sonic's early Xmas present by XXX Son Amy Lover at 101 XXX.
It's the wrong fan fiction. There we go. I have multiple tabs open.
Anyways, it's Xmas Eve, and Amy has an early present to give her blue hero. Little did he know he was not expecting.
What?
Little did he know he was not expecting. Oh my god, Amy, this pregnancy is going really well. Sonic, you're not pregnant.
Sonic, you've been taking LSD again, haven't you? Haven't you? Gotta go fast!
I'm gonna fucking choke because of you guys.
Anyways, Son Amy, rated M for sexual comments and some language. Lemon lovers only.
Some language. Not all, but some.
It's Xmas Eve. I thought I would do a Son Amy Xmas Lemon since after my first one, some people have asked me to do more. So here it is. I wonder what will happen with this. Enjoy your naughty Xmas angels.
You! Not your, you!
You enjoy you naughty Xmas angels.
And you're frozen yourself. That's great.
Yeah. 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 Could you not freeze me? Thank you. Semicolon P.
Winky tongue.
It was Xmas Eve of 2014. Amy and Sonic have been dating ever since their first sex session. It was... Yeah, I'd like a session, please. Oh, yes, that'll be $15.
Happy ending.
Happy ending.
Happy ending included.
Ever since their first sex session, which was at a spa about 1 month ago, Sonic was offered that he will stay with her so she doesn't have to wake up Christmas Day alone, and of course she agreed. She normally goes to Creams for Christmas Eve, but she is even more happy that Sonic will spend the night with her.
And the rapey music starts.
Amy was walking up the stairs and peeked into her bedroom. She saw Sonic leaning against her bedpost, relaxing on her bed, reading a book. Which, what? What?
This person doesn't know how to use commas.
She saw Sonic leaning against her bedpost, relaxing on her bed, reading a book. You can't do both.
Sure you can.
What? Which
Very
bedpost?
Carefully. Read.
Okay, fine. Which was an old-time classic, The Christmas Carol, isn't it?
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
You know, but you we're not idiot. Judging or anything. It's not like I have a red Sharpie. Oh, wait. Yes, I do.
Did you actually bring one today? I'm surprised.
I'm prepared.
You know what you need? You need one of those, like, overhead projector plastic things over your monitor.
And I need to get, like, correct just so I can get that squeaking.
So, yes, yeah, see, let's see, the square root of pi over 3.62. Okay. Amy quietly went into the guest room and held a surprise.
That held.
That held a surprise, sorry. I hope he will like this, what I'm going to wear. Reading. I'm super drunk from onion rings or something. I hope he will like this, what I'm gonna wear.
hope people. She's having sex in public now.
No, I said hope he. Hope he will. Hope people.
We're not even two paragraphs in, people. This is going to be a long night.
She turned the light on and she looked towards the bed. On the bedspread was a very sexy Christmas outfit. The pure red bra had fluffy white trim. Then it's not pure red. All on the top of it, and with a matching red thong that also had fluffy white trim. Oh, God. It's the fluffiest.
It's the fluffiest.
The fluffiest. The fluffiest of foxes.
I hope it doesn't tickle you to death. Tickle, tickle, tickle. This beer is starting to get to me.
But the secret is that she doesn't have to take it off. On the front, there's a large hole to expose her flower. Nice. It also came with matching red and white stripe headband. What? Headband?
This clothing designer is pretty bad. I don't expect to see this at Victoria's Secret.
And nice, sexy red heels. I expect to see it at the Victoria's Secret pageant. Whatever, where they wear extremely unpractical things. She took a deep breath and started to get changed. Oh, wait, I can increase the font size? Hot damn.
As he puts on thick, super glasses.
Oh, God. She took a deep breath and started to get changed. She also put on some makeup, and she was hoping that Sonic would notice. Sorry. Notice me,
she
senpai.
She used Homer Simpson's patented makeup shotgun.
She put on the red heels and also a pink bathrobe that she placed in there. She turned off the light and started to get nervous. Come on, Amy, she said to herself. Sonic is your boyfriend, and now... Sonic is your boyfriend now, and you've had sex with him before. She opened
the
door. And she opened her bedroom door, and she walked in. Sonic's ears perked at the door creaking. What is he, a dog? He turned his head and saw his woman in the doorway. Hey, Amy, you ready for bed? Amy pretended to yawn at his response. Yeah, it's late. Sonic looked at the clock on the wall, and it's 11 p.m. at night. 11 p.m. at night!
Just in case you forgot that PM was at night.
1 hour to go until Christmas Day. He got into the covers, and then his eyes went wide. Amy had took off the bathrobe. She bent over, and her perfect pink ass was in Sonic's view. Amy grinned. She was pretending to scratch her leg. Sonic's member started to harden up slightly. Amy, what are you doing? Doing. She giggled. Well,
Dudu approves.
She giggled. Well, Sonic, I figured that I should give you an early Christmas present. You want to have some fun with it before unwrapping? She done a very sexy wink at him.
She done did that.
Sonic's hormones were raging and yelling at him to fuck this girl.
Fuck her, man!
A devil on his shoulder, and it's like, fuck her, man! And then the angel's like, fuck her!
What are you waiting for? Go!
He used his speed and pinned her against the wall and kissed her hard. By the way, just the forward momentum and backward momentum on Amy just smashed her head against the wall and gave her a concussion, but it's okay.
She's unconscious for all this, don't worry.
And kissed her hard on the lips. Amy started to get some pain in her head after banging it. I was right! But she ignored it and started to kiss her twice as hard. She placed her arms around his neck while Sonic lifted her up by her ass. She moaned as he did this.
It was actually a moan of pain from, like, having her head smashed in.
Yeah, she was regaining consciousness.
They should have gone to the hospital, but, you know, urges, man. It's a powerful thing.
She could feel her wetness forming in between her legs. Sonic started to lick her lips with his tongue, begging for an entrance to her mouth. They started to French kiss. Sonic, while kissing, ran towards the bed, and he was on top of her, still kissing her. Amy was running out of breath, so she broke the kiss. Do whatever you want to me. I'm your present.
So I can get a return, right?
Where's the gift receipt? What? What? Where's the gift receipt? She's like, oh,
I want an exchange.
She's like, oh, okay. Opens the drawer, and it's like slave's ink. No, no, just like a stone tablet. So it's like Babylonian age. Five gold pieces.
Shillings.
Sonic took her word, and he started to kiss her neck while she was moaning for pleasure. For pleasure. Not in pleasure. She was moaning for it. She's like, oh, God, come on, man. You could do better than that. He was also licking and sucking on her neck to give her a hickey and prove to people that she is taken.
Is that what a ring is for?
I don't know. He then lifted his head to see her sexy bra that was protecting her size 40C. Excuse me. Amy, take off the bra.
Look, he can't even... It's like, look, you know, we've tried this before. I can't do it. Just do it. All right, just do it. Let's save us the embarrassment and do it.
He then grabbed a large knife.
We're not going to do this like last time, are we? There was some blood involved.
Amy was blushing red from the heat and pleasure she was receiving. She unhooked the bra, and it landed on the bed.
We'll just claw the bra off and possibly half of her chest. Wham! Oh, shit. You still alive? You're not. I'm just gonna get out of here. You didn't see me. Oh, wait, you're dead.
Yeah, so,
Amy was blushing. She unhooked the bra.
She unhooked the bra, yes.
He couldn't do it himself.
And landed on the bed, and her large breasts became free with hard nipples. Sounds like I'm reading. Oh, I started laughing, and I was just gonna say it sounds like I'm reading bad fanfic, and then I'm like, wait, it is. Sonic started to massage them in his hands. Oh, Sonic, more, she moaned. I guess some people get off on that. I don't know anybody who gets off on that though. I mean, I don't. Look at my big breasts and stuff. My size 40C breasts.
You don't, Spinnick? You don't just fondle yourself?
No, I don't. Sorry, boys. Sonic grinned at her moaning his name, and he then started to tweak her nipples with his fingers, and this was sending her over the edge. Sonic, that feels so good. Her flower was getting more wetter. And moist, wetter and moist.
By the second,
her juices were starting to flow out of her. Glad you are enjoying, you naughty girl. He grinned. Looks like you need to be taught a lesson for being a bad girl. Oh boy.
Wow, this is getting awkward really fast. Like, I don't know, what girl would get off on that? I don't know.
Women are weird, man. Some women.
How do they work?
Amy doesn't know what was going to happen, but then she knew. She started to scream and moan in pleasure. She felt Sonic's fingers thrust deep in her flower. Oh, Sonic! He knew that he was doing a good job. Then all of a sudden, he thrust it in full fist.
He went full fist
into her, and it was sending her over the top while Amy was moaning constantly. Sonic,
you know, I gotta
to
say, I mean, all the Sonic 3D models have him having some pretty big hands, so there's some practical concerns.
There's a lot of padding in those gloves. Sonic started to masturbate at her moans to prevent him from going a bit soft, and he felt her vagina. No, sorry. walls start to clench against his fist. His fist, by the way. He's, like, full fisting it. Say my name when you... Oh, no. Oh, Sonic, I'm about to come. Say my name when you...
Say my name, bitch!
He said as he started to fist her more. Oh, God. Into her flower. Amy felt it come. She threw her head back. Sonic! She moaned as
Where's the passion, Spinnick?
She moaned as white sticky substance came out of her, and it went all over Sonic's fist and onto the bed sheets.
Until next week.
Sonic took out his fist from her and saw all of her juices on it. He chuckled when he saw her panting. You all right? You want to do something for me now? Amy didn't answer him straight away because her orgasm took a lot out of her, but she nodded her head. Yeah, get on your back. Sonic saw where this was going. He got on his back. Amy got on top of her with her face in front of his member. She was blushing so much, and Sonic was too. She started to stroke him with her hand. He started to moan. Oh, Amy, that feels good. This started off quickly, and it just keeps going. Then Amy started to lick him up and down, but then her moans came back as she felt Sonic's tongue attacking her clit with it. Her juices returned.
This didn't explain that they were going into a 69 position. This person does a bad job at describing things.
Yeah, I know, definitely.
This person gets an F.
F for...
Fucking bad.
Fucking bad. F for fucking... She then started to give him a blowjob. Amy, you will swallow my cum. He grunted in pleasure. If you love me, you will do it. Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair at all. If you love me, you will swallow my cum. Voluptuous Spy shared an imgur link. Ew, that is gross. I don't like it.
He's licking his lips. I'm gonna eat you. Literally, I'm gonna eat you. I'm a cannibal.
Yeah, one bite. Oh, gone.
I'm gonna eat you. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
I'm gonna.
Hey, y'all. I see you swimming there. I see you dangling your legs. I'm gonna eat you now. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Wasn't that like Jaws?
Yeah, it was a Family Guy thing.
Yeah. oh shit, hold on.
He's getting a very important phone call.
What?
I don't know. You stopped. And now I'm all like lightheaded and dizzy from laughing.
No, there's a Cave Johnson quote.
Why is Pandora trying to cash is about to hit the stage? Okay, I don't care.
Yeah, I think they're in. Where are they?
New Jersey.
They're coming to Toronto, or they were in Toronto, and I didn't get tickets because they wanted like $80 for them.
Did they even do anything Sonic related?
Yeah, Cash.
I don't recall.
They like remixed a bunch of songs, like City Escape and stuff, and then they got famous. Anyway,
and then they forgot about who made them famous.
She only moaned in response, since his member was in her mouth. She then felt another orgasm coming, and Sonic felt his coming as well. Here it comes, grunted Sonic. Get ready, Amy! Before Amy could respond, she felt something go into her mouth. It was warm and sticky. She started to swallow it down her throat. Then her orgasm came, and she screamed against his member. Sonic opened his mouth, and her cum dripped out of her and into his mouth. Amy took Sonic's member out of her mouth and panted. Wow, that's good, she panted. You all right? Sonic grinned and winked. Never better. Now let's get to the real fun.
Amy, this is just the warm-up phase.
Yep. Oh, God. Next line. Amy got off of him. She got on her back and spread her legs open to reveal her soaking wet flower, and it was covered in her cum and Sonic's saliva. Take me, Sonic! She became an old Japanese man.
Sonuke!
Plot twist!
Takes off his mask. It's actually... it's actually like Jun Sonoy or some shit. Anyway. Anyways.
I was going to go with Yuji Naka, but if you want to go that route, okay.
Oh, God.
Suffice!
Sonic. Sonic winked her in a horny way. You don't know how much I love you, Amy. Oh my God, he said the L word after a month. What a fucking freak. Anyway. At least
he's
this won't
desperate.
Hurt like the time in the steam room, remember? The time in the steam room, remember? She giggled at that memory. Sonic and Amy first had sex in the steam room.
Felt head?
Yeah, I don't know. Anything could happen. It's fan fiction. First had sex in the steam room at the spa about a month ago. They scared the staff members for life. Scarred the staff members for life. Then she then felt the head of Sonic's member in front of her entrance. I love you, Ames.
Wait, you have to do it right. I love you, Ames.
I love you too,
Sonic.
She said she felt him push himself into her, and she moaned at that action.
He pressed X to insert himself.
Push F to pay respect.
Holy shit. What's wrong with my life?
He slowly began. Call of Duty exists. He slowly began to thrust into her so she can adjust to his size before going rough and fast. Go all the way, baby. Sonic grinned at her. Speed is his middle name. I thought his middle name was The. He started to pick up the pace, and Amy sent...
Knuckles, what are you doing here? Oh, don't hurt me! I didn't mean it this time! where are you even at? I don't even...
Amy sent...
Wow, my throat is just clogging.
Halfway down the page-ish, a little bit further. Sonic grinned at her. Speed is his middle name. He started to pick up the pace, and Amy's scent from her flower was driving him crazy. Oh, Sonic! She screamed in pleasure. You're so big! Sonic loved it. Sonic loved it when she screamed his name. Made him want her even more. Sweat started to form on his forehead and at his speed pace. What? He can run at fucking a mile a second, but he can't do the sex thing.
But Spinnick, it's the pelvic thrust drives you insane.
Anyways, he started to moan too. God, you're so tight, Amy. Amy's cheeks kept getting more and more red, that normal. She looked at Sonic's face. His cheeks were very red as well. Sonic then lifted her legs up and placed them on his shoulders and kept pumping his love into her. And Amy was moaning like crazy. Ah, oh, Sonic, go faster.
Oh, Sonic, go faster. Eh?
Oh.
And we've gone and done it. We've gone Canadian.
Oh, God. That was your fault. Sonic picked up his speed. He felt his orgasm building again, and this one was gonna be a big. Hey, I'm gonna come! Come inside me, Sonic! She screamed. I wanna feel it go inside me!
That's when the neighbor banged on the wall. Keep it down!
Keep it down in there!
Some of us are trying to sleep. I grit it. You guys are fucking. That's awesome. But some of us have work at 4 in the morning.
It's Christmas, dude.
Hey, I'm going to be working Christmas Day.
Wow. Sonic's eyes went wide at that, as he kept speed fucking her. He didn't even have. It was just a dildo filled with speed. There was no. There was
a friction burn.
Oh god. Oh god. Ooh.
How do they explain that in the fan fiction?
He developed a device that like shoots lube in at like a
bottle. Hold on, I have to put something over my. I have to put a sheath over my cock.
And it just sprays lube out. Anyway,
this isn't for me. This is for you. Trust me.
They aren't using a condom, and Amy isn't on birth control pills. What if she gets pregnant out of this? Amy, you could get pregnant from this. Oh, thanks, Sonic.
This is the part where I kill you. This is the part where he kills you.
Amy looked into his eyes as she kept moaning and screaming. Do it, Sonic. I'm ready to be a mother, and you'll be a great father. Please come and me.
This sounds very desperate.
Sonic could feel that she was about to have another orgasm because her walls started to clench on his member. He nodded and started to pick up the pace. Get ready, Amy. It's gonna be big. Oh, Amy. Oh, Sonic. Sonic's speed shot inside of her flower and into her womb while she came all over his member. They both panted from the pleasure. They both had sweat rolling down their bodies. Sonic looked took himself out of her and kissed Amy on the forehead. Are you sure you're ready for this whole parenting thing? He asked as he pulled the covers over them. Amy giggled and smiled. Of course, we love each other, and I know you'll be a great father. I love you too, Ames. Or I love you so much, Ames. I love you so much too, Sonic. They both leaned in and done a soft and slow kiss on the lips. Where else would you kiss the person, man? They both broke apart, and they both looked at the clock. It was 12 a.m. Wait, what? What? Hold on. How long did that last?
An hour.
It was a time. It was a time. An hour. Okay.
Well, they got some endurance. Gotta give them that.
It's Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, Amy. Merry Christmas, Sonic. They both snuggled into the bed and...
Sheets.
And into each other... Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry, I just about had a heart attack.
It's those onion rings.
No, it's... I got a reminder for my concert that I'm going to, and I'm like, Jesus, is that fucking today? And then I set the reminder a week in advance. So, they both snuggled into the bed sheets and into each other's arms and fell asleep with a smile on their faces, and their hands were rested on Amy's stomach, hoping that a new member for the Sonic team will be shortly here. Will shortly be here. Jesus Christ, this is bad. Merry Xmas, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this. I found it super kinky and hot. Review me, and I love you guys. XXXXXX. Reviews. 8. Well, what happens? They didn't have a child. This was a very good son, Amy Lemon. And can't wait to see what you have planned next.
Question mark?
That was pretty good. Merry Christmas. By the way, might I make a suggestion to what the next lemon can be about? Damn typical Sonic lemon. Aw, such a sweet and hot Christmas one-shot from Sonic and Amy. X3. They had a very... Merry Christmas. Well, anyways, great one-shot. Can't wait to see more stories. Till next time. I... Oh, lordy. Awesome. I've got another one for you that involves them.
Well, that's a fan fiction.
Tell me about it.
I don't know. What can I tell you about?
Cancer.
I mean, I know what fan fiction we should read, but, you know.
Yes, we all know what fan fiction we should read, okay, boys? We get it.
Do you?
Someone will be very angry with us.
Do you get it?
I do get it. You're saying I don't get it? I get it.
Well, you live in a concrete room, so I don't know if you get it.
What is this? Like, I live in a rock now because it's like...
Hey, Voluptuous Spy gave you a way to get rid of this, and you continue to hold on to your concrete wall.
What? A way to get rid of what?
You just have to get those, like, paper wall hanger thingies.
Paper wall hanger thingies?
I don't know, maybe you should put wallpaper up, just not tell the college.
It's not like they won't see it or anything, but that's okay.
You didn't put a safety deposit down, did you?
No, but they'll charge me for any damage to the room.
How could that be construed as damage? You could be like, dude, I made this look less depressing. People aren't going to commit suicide in here now.
Dude, honestly, like, they'll charge me, like, a removal fee. If my, like, the way my room is right now is not the standard layout. And if I don't move it back to the standard layout before I move out, it's, they charge me for a moving fee.
So the bed isn't yours?
No. God, no. Everything that's in this room is the college's, except, you know, my stuff, right? Rack says I'm
shit.
In a concrete room. The only one that I... Oh God. Green Day! God.
I just realized I've been muted for a long time.
I was wondering where the giggling was. And...
the giggles!
Froggy 101 chant. He's dead. Okay.
Like, I thought you guys were just, like, talking over me like you normally do, not because I was muted.
Don't worry, there's an awkward 2.5 minute period of nothing happening because I forgot to undeafen myself while I went away.
Yeah.
But mine was like an awkward 10 minute period. If not more.
2 minutes of awkwardness. At least you didn't go out to get food or something like me.
Actually, I kind of want sushi, but... I'm a responsible drinker, so I can't go anywhere now that I've had beer.
Beer.
They won't deliver.
Oh god, it was 30 minutes ago I accidentally muted myself. I think I accidentally pressed the hotkey or something.
Are you going to get beer?
What?
We must go and get beer.
Are we quoting Strange Brew?
We are quoting Native Americans.
Wow.
We're indigenous people.
That's racist!
Yeah, we just went 10 out of 10 on the racistness.
And I can see the emails coming now. They're coming. And you'll get them too. Except you don't check your email, so...
Did you know that... You know that $2 million Wu-Tang Clan album?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody bought it, right?
Yeah, I know who bought it.
Who?
That CEO of that pharmacy company.
Pharmaceutical. Well, did you know that if you buy it, there's a contract that states that Wu-Tang Clan or Bill Murray can legally steal it back? When you buy the album, you sign... You sign a contract, basically, that states that Wu-Tang Clan or Bill Murray can break into your house and steal the album back.
That's hilarious.
God.
Is this where I go full racist to just be like, well, that should be an old hat for them?
Millionaire rape suspect claims in court that he fell and penetrated her by accident. Yeah, it happens.
I'm thinking of that image now, that, like, that 50s-looking image, it's like sexual harassment, it happens. It's just that picture of that guy that, like, slips on a banana peel. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
No.
No.
God damn it.
Also, confession, I don't think I've ever heard a Wu-Tang Clan song.
Yeah, me neither. Well, actually, I think I did once during a movie. Somebody sang it to a baby to get them to calm down. Can't remember what movie that was.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, oh, God, the Stoners. those stoners that were, God, the Asian and
fucking bunny junk. No one cares.
I mean, as much as I go into other kinds of music, I'm such a fucking casual when it comes to hip hop because I just listen to like Gorillaz and Eminem.
Gorillaz are not hip hop.
Fucking bunnyjunk.com. No one likes you.
Hip hop influences.
There.
Okay. Hip hop ish.
Oh god.
Seriously, not even knowing what I'm talking about is just another example of how much of a casual I am.
Smittick, did you see the image, or are you just still staring at your phone for some reason?
No, I saw the image.
Oh god.
Oh god. Oh god. Save me, Jeebus.
Save me.
That is a great image.
Alright, I'm trying to think. Should I wrap this up, or should I somehow painfully drag this out?
Get a string.
I feel like you should wrap this up.
Now get a string, attach it to the tailpipe of a car, and drag it all over town.
Because I got an assignment to finish today.
My laptop is gonna be tied to a car. I'm doing Point Break. No one. Spinnick doesn't remember Rick and Morty. No.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Of course not. Of course not. Because there wasn't a fan fiction involved. All right. Well, I think I'm gonna wrap this up because I have nothing else to talk about, and it looks like Spinnick is enthralled in his laptop. So
I'm not enthralled in my laptop. I can leave anytime I want. I don't have a problem.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you able to leave your laptop?
Intervention.
Probably not. Also, I don't have a laptop.
He so requires his daily fapping session, and we're kind of holding him up.
Yeah, come on, guys. No.
Look, my pants are unzipped. I'm already ready to go. Let's do.
I got a what's it called? I got an assignment to do, so I definitely gotta get out of here.
I've got a what do you fucking call those things? An assignment. That's
what
it.
What do you think I've been trying? We were trying to save earlier before I got on the show.
Something you fucked up. All right. I get the feeling I should end this.
Yeah.
All right. This is Orison live with a bunch of people. I need an ending song.
Daft Punk.
Yeah. No. Let's not do that.
You know I'm trying to get you banned.
It would help. Fuck it. I'm gonna play the ending melody from Knuckles Chaotix because nobody knows about this game apparently.
I know about it. I never beat it though because it sucks.
Yeah,
I've never played it.
Sega likes to pretend it didn't exist. It's kind of like that's kind of a thing. I got it. What?
Oh, remember that, what do they call it?
Oh, where is the goddamn, oh, wait, no, it's not that one. Where is the credit music?
Dear residents, the week before finals start, the weekend, 2 days before finals start, we are going to shut down the internet for 2 days. We're sorry.
For sure.
Wow, this is a really badly tagged song, but you know what? We're gonna go with it because it's Arson Live and I have nothing better to do.
Why does it matter that it's tagged? Are you scrobbling it?
Yes! It's going on Last FM. Audio.
You just imagine there being like an official Arson Last FM count, it just has a bunch of comments on it saying, you have horrible taste.
You somebody have, sir, the most horrible taste I have ever seen. You are an affront, sir, the music scene. You should sit down and listen to your Nickelback, as that's clearly what you deserve. Respectfully signed, Anonymous. Yeah? See? I can be self-deprecating. What? You shake your head. Don't you shake your head! Look at this guy! He's shaking his head at me! What? What? Just because I don't have a LastFM account, I'm the oddball one here.
Yep.
You know what? I'm gonna sit there with my Spotify. Because you know what? I don't have this 10,000 song problem that apparently you do. Who listens to 10,000 songs in one go?
What?
Nobody. I don't think I've even hit 10,000 songs.
You
yet.
Were in the IRC chat room saying, look, you can't have more than 10,000 songs in a playlist. That's a deal breaker.
What? No. Somebody else was saying that, and I was just relaying it.
Finnick, you have 10,426 Scrabbles.
Aw, oh, dude, did I miss it? I missed my 10,000th Scrabble. You guys suck. Made me miss my Scrabble.
Alright, this is RSN Live. You guys say your goodbyes.
Just in case you forgot what you were listening to.
Just in case you forgot, this is RSN Live. You know, it's a thing. The thing.
Okay.
Yep. So, there is an RSN Live next week at its normal time, but there may be a bonus RSN Live.
You're not
See?
Allowed to say that.
See?
God damn it.
I said there may be.
Maybe.
Maybe, baby.
Maybe. We'll
maybe,
talk
maybe.
About it next week, probably, if I make it. I probably won't make it to the show, though. Maybe the first hour.
Look at this guy. Fucking social life over here.
I have a concert to go to. I bought tickets, like, well in advance.
You did not put it on the official RSN Live calendar, sir.
You guys have to actually make a calendar page now.
Yeah, voice. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna need to, take next week off.
Oh, there's that Canadian accent. Sorry.
My god, fuck off.
I'm sorry, Svenik. It looks like your pay gets reduced next week.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about.
You actually owe me money next week. Alright,
I can like that.
This is like the fourth attempt at trying to end this show, so you guys say your free goodbyes.
Bye.
Bye.
Eat shit. Bye.
Wow. Hostile over here. Mr. Hostilities over here.
You're triggering. You have triggering behavior.
Oh my god, I don't care.
Okay, then. This is RSN Live with Voice, and that was Spinnick jumping off things. So RSN Live next week. Be there. All right. Would help if I had it on the right slider. We'll be right back.
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I build with your bodies with your fairy blood.
You hear that, Tupac? You've made a friend.
Yeah!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org. Thank you.